the Olympics are underway in London, and as we watch all of these well-toned, healthy-looking athletes perform, you may think they are certainly healthier than the rest of us, but are they? Are they genetically superior? And how do blood transfusions improve an athlete's performance? Deborah Kotz, the Daily Dose health blogger with the Boston Globe, writes about it and joins us live to talk about it. Hey, Deb.
Hey there.
Now, are you finding that these Olympic athletes are really more healthy than the rest of us, or are they putting too much stress on their bodies?
Well, you know, there's a big question about that. You know, a researcher, a historian wrote a paper in the New England Journal this week about, you know, how many of the things that we thought about in the last century have come to be debunked. They used to think that there was a limit to how quickly we could run the mile, that the human body wasn't capable of breaking four-minute miles, or that working out a lot destroyed brain cells. We weren't able to think intellectually if we also exercised intensely. So those things have been debunked. So he's questioning whether some of the current thinking may be debunked. For instance, the fact that athletes in the Olympics, you know, that the reason that they perform well is due to good genes rather than, you know, their hard workouts and their discipline. We certainly saw, you know, the results yesterday that Michael Phelps, who has been sort of applauded and people thinking that, his performance is just due to his good genes, perhaps, you know, it's also, you know, the bulk of it is due to his working out. And if he didn't work out as hard to prepare for these current Olympics, perhaps he didn't perform as well.
What about these blood transfusions? They're banned, but are athletes having them, and why?
They are banned. Athletes were having them. They were, you know, in the Olympics and elsewhere to try to increase the amount of oxygen in their blood, the oxygen-carrying red blood cells. And as a result of that, they thought that they could perform better. And so that has been banned. But what some athletes are doing is sort of being in these, simulating the effects of high altitude, where they're training at a regular altitude and sleeping in these hermetically sealed rooms that pump out the oxygen to make the air thinner so that their body will produce more red blood cells. And you know, some trainers and athletes really believe strongly that this will improve their performance. And once again, it could be one of those kinds of things that we are exaggerating the effects of that and thinking that this could be something that is, you know, making a huge difference in their performance where it's really not making that big a difference at all.
Other things that they may think, and some people may think, makes a huge difference in their performance is what they wear, their shoes, their clothing. Are they allowing this kind of thing during the Olympics?
Yeah, that is a big controversy. There were these full swim bodysuits that swimmers were wearing that they've banned because they're thinking that they trapped air, and a lot of swimmers were breaking world records while wearing those. So that could have been having some kind of giving them a little bit of an edge. That said, they were not banning these. There are specifically designed running shoes in the previous Olympics that were using rice husks, and that was helping the running shoes, the runners, to grip onto these slippery, wet pavements, and those have not been banned. So it's a bit of a question, you know, why are they allowing some things and not others? The big sort of topic of discussion in this Olympics is this gene doping, whether there are these certain kinds of therapies that will help to, you know, compensate if an athlete doesn't have the good genes that makes them into a good athlete. Perhaps they can take certain kinds of drugs to help them have more oxygen or increase their endurance. So I think that's going to be something that's going to be talked about as more of these therapies are developed, whether athletes will be allowed to have these or not.
Deborah, thank you.
My pleasure.
Deborah Kotz, the Daily Dose health blogger with the Boston Globe.